The Bible tells us the mysterious Nimrod ruled an empire when the inhabitants of the earth had one language and one speech. What does the English translation speech hide? Hello. Welcome to the Explanation Podcast with Sam Kneller. This episode is Nimrod's Devarim, his cause of opposition to God. From the course, Unlock Bible Meaning with 7 Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew, available at theexplanation.com. Nimrod's Devarim, Nimrod's causes, one cause composed of multiple decrees. We discussed the Ten Commandments in the last lesson. Commandment is the biblical Hebrew word dabar. Let's look at the first verse where the Bible uses dabar. Go to unlockbiblemeaning.com and enter Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. Click on search, and here you will have the verse. And the whole earth was one language and one speech. When we read this passage in English, see the word speech, davar, as a synonym of language, in Hebrew, safa, and tend to quickly move on from there. These words are not synonyms by any means. Dabar relates to the first major worldwide political event in history. Space does not permit us to expand, but it is the establishment of the first empire by a leader named Nimrod. Check it out in Genesis 10, verses 9 through 10. What does dabar mean in this context, and how does it relate to the Ten Commandments we discussed in the last lesson? At unlockbiblemeaning.com, switch to the Interlinear Bible or Strong's Concordance view. You see that there are two completely different numbers and words for language, which is Strong's H8193, and speech, which is H1697. Compare the Hebrew letters to note the vivid divergence. Nimrod's Devarim, one plural causes. With the Strong's Concordance view, other translations of H1697, dabar, implicate a matter, as spoken of, or thing, adverbially a cause. They include the words or the translations affair and business. It's not a matter of picking and choosing whatever you want. You should understand the context, who Nimrod is, and what Nimrod is accomplishing. Only then can you really know how to understand Nimrod's Devarim. Nimrod was a tyrant who unified the world against God. He's an important figure at this juncture in the Bible narrative. Nimrod's Devarim, his cause, is significant, as we shall see in a future book of the Explanation series. This is a course to master the keys of Biblical Hebrew to unlock Bible meaning. I will go deeper into the details of Nimrod's rebellion against God and how he enticed and swayed his followers to follow his cause. Yes, at the time of the Tower of Babel, they all spoke one language. That tower was the focal point of their cause and indeed their worship. Suffice to say, the concept of one cause reveals much more than one speech. If you checked the interlinear Bible, you'll have noticed something quite particular. The biblical Hebrew states, Devarim Echadim, difficult to translate, because both words speech and one are plural. The word one is an adjective, so it has to agree in gender and number with a plural noun, Devarim. Hence it's plural, but still translated one or unique. Consider this. When you compare Nimrod's Devarim, his causes, Devarim plural, to God's causes, the Ten Commandments, Devarim also plural, you can grasp the opposition in direction that these causes can take humankind. I realize that the Ten Commandments only came later, but we know God forbade murder. God punished Cain for this. God forbade other gods before him and stealing. Adam and Eve did this. So God's causes or commandments were existent at that time. God had his commandments and Nimrod had his opposing commandments. Sam's reflections. We don't want to get into grammar, but for the grammar buffs, keep in mind that one, echad, can be plural in biblical Hebrew. Look at the Hebrew for one language, safa achat. Language is a feminine noun, hence the feminine form of the one ending with a taf in achat, while the masculine form takes a dalet in echad, and the plural adds the plural im in echadim. In Hebrew, the text writes one in the plural. We find that strange. Hebrew is Hebrew with its various meanings for one word. That's key one to master biblical Hebrew. Nimrod's Devarim is one cause with many aspects. Similarly, God gave one law composed of 10 commandments, Devarim. The translation one speech in the singular occults the entire comprehension of this context. In English, we totally lose the plurality. The French Second Bible version renders the plurality, les mêmes mots, the same words. In both cases, the translations give only partial understanding. Poking into the biblical Hebrew throws open a whole new vista of this important first usage of Devar and Nimrod's Devarim. It was the first United Nations with no translators, one language and one body or code of laws, plural, Devarim, in opposition to God's laws, Devarim. It confirms key one, a single biblical Hebrew word having multiple meanings. It unlocks Bible meaning of the pale translation, speech, to reveal Nimrod's causes contrary to God's commandments. Continue to follow this eye-opening audio Bible course or the free text and video course at theexplanation.com. All the Bible study tools for this course are freely available online, also at theexplanation.com. Let's unlock Bible meaning with the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew and reveal the explanation.